this superb One Direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety. The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Call the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Michigan's traffic fatalities are up 2% this year, so we thought it would be worthwhile for us to review some of Michigan's perhaps forgotten or overlooked traffic rules. Here now is Lieutenant Michael Shaw of the Michigan State Police. Lieutenant, there's this conundrum that we Michigan drivers face with all the, especially the construction around the state, how and when to merge. So it seems like everybody's got their own style, which means a lot of different reactions from our fellow motorists. So how should we be handling merging on a state highway or an interstate from a ramp?
This is a very interesting topic, because depending on what side of that fence you're on, what I'm about to say means that you're hunting me down to yell at me, or if you're saying finally somebody's got some sense. Zipper merge, and it's another love it or hate it type of topic. Either you like to do it or you don't. So in Michigan, for some reason, some time ago, we kind of got to the point of it's every person for themselves. You know, we're not letting anybody in. I'm going to get as close to the bumper as in front of me. God forbid anybody cuts in front of me. This is NASCAR 101. I'm rubbing paint. I'm going to do whatever it is I got to do to make sure that I just am not friendly to anyone. That's actually I'm going to use the word dumb, because that's the dumbest way to do it. So if you look at it, as you're approaching these merge points, you have two lanes of traffic that are actually going down there. So most people think, well, I'm going to get over as soon as I possibly can. And anybody that doesn't get over at the same time I do is a horrible driver, and I'm not letting them in, and they're going to pay the price for not getting over as far as I do.
So this is the person who's going along the freeway.
Correct.
Approaching a ramp.
Approaching a ramp, construction, anywhere that it kind of merges together. So basically what you're doing is you're taking very good lanes of traffic and no longer using them. So you're making the line waiting to go through that construction point twice as long, because you're not using that lane of travel. Mm. What you should do is stay in both lanes as long as you possibly can. And when you get up to the merge point, then that's when you merge over. And it's just like a zipper. One car goes and the other lane goes. Next car goes and the other one goes. You slow down for a couple of seconds, and then you're all through the merge point, and everybody travels a lot faster. It gets traffic through the queue a lot faster. It reduces rear-end crashes, because people aren't trying to ride the bumper of the person in front of them. They're actually leaving enough space so they're fellow driver can actually use some common courtesy and get over at the same time. That would reduce a lot of the congestion that we have these roadways. We have people out there still that, you know, the pickup driver that will block that lane and drive as slow as that. That's the guy or gal I'm looking for.
The left lane hog.
Correct. Yeah, I'm looking for that person that's trying to block that other lane, impeding that traffic, because they're causing a bigger traffic hazard than that. And if I write a ticket, that's going to be that person. So just stay in your lane. Use them both, come up to the merge point, zip right in. It's simple. It's easy to do. It just requires one little thing that we seem to have lost, and that's courtesy.
There is that sense, and I have felt that, is I know that there's a merge coming a couple miles ahead. All right. I know that there's going to be a construction merge, so I do get over right away. We're all in line, and then you see the person rocketing up to the pinch point. You resent that person.
Yes. Yep. But that person is actually correct.
All right.
That is the right person that's doing what they're supposed to. It's funny, on the way to the studio today, I was going down, and I won't mention any of the roads or anything like that, but you know, I came up on a construction point, and I noticed that everybody was forced over to the one side and the other lane was going. Now, naturally, I'm in a state police car, so nobody's really going to mess around with me. But I stayed in the right lane and kind of approached up to that control point. Other people got in behind me, and people started using the zipper merge. And, you know, that point slowly kind of dissolved in the traffic area. I did have one person that wasn't too thrilled with that, but we stopped and we had an adult conversation. They realized how wrong they were, and they went about their business. So that's kind of how that's actually supposed to work. So the zipper merge is the way to go.
And why do so few of us know about the zipper merge? Why isn't there more public education on that?
So I think we've really started talking about it over the last year. I know there's some west side construction zones that have actually posted the zipper merge and what it is, and actually merge here, don't merge here signs. The biggest factor of that is the old mighty dollar. So that costs MDOT more money to get those signs out there. And with the mess that we're in with fixing our roads, do we want that money to go towards the actual roadway or do we want to go to signs? But we've been talking about it now in the state police probably for about 6 or 7 months now. I talk about it on my Twitter account quite often. We're getting there. We'll slowly convert everybody to realizing that's the way to go.
And if I'm coming in, not at a construction point, but if I'm entering a freeway and somebody's already on the freeway, how does that work? What's the best way?
So both vehicles have the right of way. Now, as you're merging onto the freeway, you're supposed to adjust your speed accordingly that you can merge in. Now, you don't want to be the guy on the freeway. Again, I'm going to use the common sense rule. We've seen it. You know, we've all been victims of it where I'm not letting you in regardless. You're going to get in behind me. That person is just as at fault as the person on the ramp. So that's more of a common sense again. You know, let people in. If you slow down for just a second, every car gets back up to speed and you're kind of going around your business as fast as you want it. Well, to the speed limit anyways, but faster to get to where you want to go than any other way. I think a lot of people don't understand that blocking people out or causing, you know, congestion actually gets you to your destination slower than if you would have gave somebody a little wave and let them into the traffic.
You mentioned your Twitter account, so I take it you do some teaching on your Twitter account. How can people follow you?
So my Twitter account is at MSP Metro DET, or you can just go on there and look for Michigan State Police. For mine, that's the Detroit area. If you live out in other parts of the states, yours will pop up. So First District has one. That's kind of the Lansing area. Mm-hmm. The west side of the state now has one with MSP West. We got one up north. We got a couple more. So pretty soon we'll have a Twitter site that kind of talks about real-time issues to the public every day, all the time.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police, thanks so much.
Thank you.